The battle of incumbents on Jack Callahan Fox News goes to New York Democrat Congressman Jerry Nadler in a primary showdown with fellow Democrat Carolyn Maloney.
Congressman Nadler won his victory easily over Maloney, his longtime House colleague, and thanked her for her service to the district. Nadler then turned to the task of winning in November. He says if those votes go his way,
I will return to Congress with a mandate to fight for the causes so many of us know to be right.
Nadler named gun control, climate change, and abortion rights among those issues. He will now face Republican Michael Zumbluskas for the 12th district seat in November.
Fox's Gernal Scott in Florida, Congressman and former Governor Charlie Crist, has won the Democrat primary for governor. He'll face incumbent Republican Ron DeSantis in November. DeSantis unopposed in the primary. Representative Val Demings has been picked by the Democrats to run for the Senate against incumbent Republican Marco Rubio, who told his supporters Tuesday evening,
she's been there for 6 years, and she's voted with Nancy Pelosi 100% of the time. 100%. I don't even think Nancy Pelosi's voted with Nancy Pelosi 100% of the time.
In Oklahoma, Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen has won the Republican primary to run for the U.S. Senate seat from which James Inhofe is retiring. Mullen will face cybersecurity executive Madison Horn in November. U.S. Central Command confirms the U.S. military has staged targeted airstrikes in Syria against Iranian-backed militia in defense of U.S. personnel. President Biden expected to announce Wednesday his long-awaited move to forgive up to $10,000 in federal student loan debt for many Americans and to extend a pause on payments until January, according to three people familiar with the plan. Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow lost 154 points, the S&P 500 down 9, NASDAQ closed a fraction lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
2 men have been found guilty of plotting to kidnap Michigan's governor during the height of the pandemic.
Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. are found guilty in federal court in Grand Rapids of conspiring to kidnap Michigan's governor and explosives charges after prosecutors in a retrial painted the men as anti-government extremists whose views justified violence.
Today's verdict is a clear example that they were wrong in that assessment.
FBI Assistant Special Agent David Porter, Fox and Croft's attorneys, may appeal. They've long said the case was built by FBI entrapment. A jury in April couldn't reach a unanimous verdict. Two other men were also acquitted in that case, and two more pled guilty. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Internal Revenue Service says it's conducting a comprehensive review of safety at its facilities in response to what it says is an increasing number of threats following congressional approval of the spending bill that authorized the hiring of 87,000 new agency employees. The school board in Uvalde, Texas, is set to vote Wednesday to fire its police chief, Pete Arredondo, over the deaths of 21 people shot to death at an elementary school in May. More than 70 years after his death in combat, a U.S. soldier is finally returning home.
Private Felix Yanez died on July 16, 1950. Army officials say the 19-year-old from Arizona was killed while fighting the North Korean People's Army along a river in South Korea. His body couldn't be recovered at the time. Remains found a year later that couldn't be identified were buried in a United Nations cemetery in the country. His remains and hundreds of others were later sent to be buried in Hawaii. In 2019, the Defense Department sent some of them to a lab, and last month, Yanez's remains were finally identified through dental and DNA analysis. He'll be buried in Tucson next month. Shayna Stulen, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.